to the southwest now, where the eyes of Texas will be upon illegal immigrants crossing from Mexico, and those eyes will be watching computer screens. Yesterday, Texas Governor Rick Perry announced a $5 million effort that would place web cameras along vast stretches of the state's desolate roads to keep an eye on unwelcome visitors.
The state will begin posting hundreds of surveillance cameras along criminal hotspots and common routes used to enter this country. This video will be available 24 hours a day because cameras will be equipped with night vision capabilities. I look at this as no different than the neighborhood watches that we have had in our communities for years and years.
Of the four states that sit on the Mexican border, Texas has the longest and loneliest stretch, from the city of El Paso to the Gulf of Mexico, following the contour of the Rio Grande. There's more than 1,200 miles of borderland, and most of it is empty. Last week, we went out with Valverde County Deputy Sheriff Jose Luis Blancarte along a piece of that long border. He took us to Eagle's Nest, where we looked out at steep cliffs lining the river between Mexico and Texas, a border barrier designed by Mother Nature.
There are areas where you can cross, definitely. There are some areas you can't. So when they're talking about this building a fence to divide Mexico, do you need one here?
You think nature has provided quite
nature,
a wall
nature
here already.
Has provided you.
And even so, there are breaches in it, and there are places
exactly.
where you can find a way up.
Exactly. You'd be wasting the taxpayers' money.
But if you manage to come over from Mexico, mm-hmm. come down the cliff on that side, come across the river, because the water, you say, is very shallow over here, and then mm-hmm. walk through these trees, this sort of wooded area along the riverbank, and then scale this cliff here and get back up. You're in the United States. If you're just here to find a job, you assume that there's a van on this side that's going to find you?
Of course. You're a coyote. Has already pre-planned these things.
That's Valverde County Deputy Sheriff Jose Luis Blancarte, who took us last week to a point along the Rio Grande, one that is favored by people who cross illegally into the United States. Steve McCraw is Director of Texas Homeland Security, and he joins us now from San Antonio. And Steve McCraw, first tell us about the cameras along the border. How many cameras might there actually be on this enormously long border?
Well, we won't discuss numbers right now, but clearly the idea of using the cameras is simply to leverage technology and to protect landowners that live on the border from the escalating violence and illegal criminal activities occurring between the ports of entry, especially the desolate areas.
Now, who actually would be looking at these pictures, these images?
Well, three areas that will be looked at in terms, obviously, the landowner themselves, and it helps them protect themselves so they can be prepared whether they have MS-13 members come across, or whether it's organized crime groups that are drug trafficking or human smugglers, they're aware of that activity. That's one customer. Obviously, the other customer is local law enforcement. The sheriff's department that has the responsibility of protecting those citizens will have access to it. And the third is because when you start distributing these types of capabilities and you want to be able to have an around-the-clock viewing of this type of scene, the rest of the American public can look at it as well, because we're going to put it over a video stream over the Internet.
But, you know, when you talk about local law enforcement, the deputy whom we heard a moment ago in that recording, he and his colleagues, each deputy has a patch that he patrols that's the size of, you know, the state of Rhode Island or something. You can't rush a lot of law enforcement to a scene because you've seen a picture of people crossing the border there.
Yeah, well, that's true. And that's the same point, probably wasn't discussed, and you'll see more of it evidenced in over the forthcoming weeks and months is the movement of patrol resources from the north down to the south, including state troopers, game wardens, SWAT teams. So one deputy that's got the size of Rhode Island to protect, it's not just him anymore.
But it is so sparsely populated there. Can you really bring enough people and enough technology to the border to actually create a visible border? Or will it always be so long and so rugged that there'll be places where people can sneak through?
Well, we can do it if we have the will to do it. I mean, it's 1,246 miles, and clearly you appropriately described it, many of that area desolate, rustic. But if we have the will to do it, and if we're willing to prioritize resources and recognizing that even one potential Al-Qaeda member or other member of a Sunni extremist organization or Hezbollah is one too many, and that we must bring the resources to bear and leverage local and state resources as well to support and back up the Border Patrol, then clearly we can do this.
But even if there were one such person as you describe, and to my knowledge, nobody has produced evidence of any such person coming across through Texas, the overwhelming majority who are coming through are people who are coming here to work in meatpacking plants and hotels and restaurant kitchens.
Well, we don't, frankly, from a national security standpoint, those individuals that go into the United States to do those jobs aren't a threat. That's an immigration policy issue. That's something else. However, you don't know who you yourself, when you're out there probably, so there's no way to discern between the economic immigrant, the criminal immigrant, or the terrorist immigrant.
Let me ask you a question. The Del Rio sector of the border, where I was last week, is where they've experimented with the policy of prosecuting everybody who is caught. If you actually had border enforcement and surveillance that was so effective for 1,200 miles that you could be catching thousands and thousands and thousands of people entering the country, you have beds where those people can be detained while they're waiting for trial? You have cells for them to be put in, prosecutors?
There's not enough cells or beds to detain the ones that are being caught right now, let alone, you know, increased enforcement. However, the performance metric for this operation, in terms of Operation Rio Grande, is different. We're not looking at arrests, indictments, convictions, and seizures. Rather, what we're trying to do is reduce all crime in those areas.
If all goes well right now, give us some forecast of how much better border security will be in whatever it's going to take, 1 year, 2 years, based on all the things you're doing now. What's your measure, what's your metric for how much better it'll be?
Well, our metric is reduction of all crime. The mandate that the governor's given me is 90 days. He wants to see remarkable improvement.
Well, Steve McCraw, thanks a lot for talking with
us. Thank you, sir.
About it. Steve McCraw, who is director of Texas Homeland Security, speaking to us from San Antonio.